ओम शांति एवरीवन। वी आर इन ए बिग गैदरिंग एंड स्पेशली गेटिंग होमवर्क फॉर द डे। इट कीप्स अस वेरी फोकस्ड इन अवर एफर्ट्स। यू ऑल मस्ट बी एक्सपीरियंसिंग द बेनिफिट राइट। Homework is always depends on how much you do it, right? But today I use this power of silence. Or when I am with Baba, merge in Baba's love, just very, very deep silence. Because wasteful thoughts, extra thoughts, not negative thoughts, right? But unnecessary thoughts, where you need to think for 2 minutes, you think for 3 minutes. But when there is attention on creating silence of mind, it really disciplines the energy of mind. We are also accumulate then the power of mind. And when there is silence, some service is also happening in our silence. The souls are touched. Nature also is served with 5 elements. And also there is natural feeling of pull towards Baba. Because in subtle regions, what happens? We call it subtle means everything is through movement or through power of thought, power of pure thought. But then I have to accumulate that power, that purity in the thought. That is why I was sharing before that even the blessing this morning was very, very important of self-transformation. Because maybe something happened 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before, and suddenly the thoughts start coming. Or I'm holding certain attitude towards someone because that person criticized you. You didn't pay attention or didn't fulfill expectation. Many things happen, right? And though all that creates subtle thoughts. And there is a very subtle way where obstacle is created. That means my remembrance is not consistent, that obstacle, very subtle. So today, when I woke up in the morning, I had certain thoughts and then I just reminded myself, today is day of silence, I have to not that I won't talk or do what I have to do, but silence is the main homework for today. And I found it so useful. Both the blessing for today and then the homework combined. Because this is the time we have to settle everything. All karmic accounts. because from the past they come in the present and then they can continue with us some form or other. And to keep everything clean inside, everything, my attitude, my intellect. When there is this self-transformation, I thought was very, very subtle transformation. Because we all have, some have more, some have less, even little traces. About, you know, having thoughts about someone or. So I thought that this whole aspect of silence was very, very useful. Because if we have to use our subtle energy now, we have to use our subtle form, right? Not physically actions or words, but time will come that even communication will happen through the thoughts. And that's how from Shiv Baba to us, no, we communicate. There was a time when there were dadis. And all dadis have just linked with one, right? So they used to see any service plan or any idea comes. Is it same in everyone's mind or is different? And dadis then used to ask us also because it's coming from one. Source is only one. But how many of us are able to take that signal from the source? So then there is not what we call dictates of mind or influence of someone. Because generally we, anything we do, then we mention person's name. But if everything is coming from Baba, that I have a lot of those experiences, but also now paying more attention to that only there is one message and it's coming from Baba and I have to catch it or receive it or I should be touched for it. Like it could happen between one soul to another soul, but this is from God to all of us. Because that is called not Srimat also, then when we all share, we will know that's from Baba. So this kind of purity of thoughts, this kind of very clean heart, will definitely help us take from Baba not only power but signals. And then Baba will definitely use us as instruments. So there will be never this thought, I am doing for someone. Or is someone telling me to do? No, it's Baba. But Baba also has to use the instruments, but there will be just feeling. It's coming from Baba for all of us. So that's why this observance of silence, where you clean everything and bring transformation. If you have attitude of any kind for anyone, if someone said to you something 3 weeks ago, maybe 1 month ago, but you still keep thinking once in a while, some thoughts come. So what is that? Should I just hold it, continue? Or I should just, through power of silence, settle that karmic accounts, because these thoughts are obstacles in my link with Baba. Because this link is very, very subtle, very subtle. And it could be broken very easily, and we don't want that to happen, right? Baba said, remembrance doesn't remain consistent because link is not there. I had been reflecting on that and tried to internally, you know, taking also every hour traffic control. Before was also, I did it. But now was with that attention, I have to remember Baba. I have to remember Baba, whether I take a quality of Baba, relationship with Baba. Baba, you are ever pure. You are purifier. And just for 3 minutes of that traffic control. And the song which played is called Mind Peaceful and Body Cool. So I was wondering why body cool means your all sense organs. There is no kind of pull towards anything. That is why when now very soon we will be having day for Didi, and we used to say that Didi has what we call a super senses joy. Generally, when you are happy about something, you are joyful because today food was very tasty, or you saw something which is beautiful, it's always through one of the sense organ that you get happiness. And this is very deep, subtle, where you are always joyful. And when you are joyful, you're not confused, nothing affects you. You don't have questions, why, what, when. Very, very, very beautiful stage of super senses joy. So we used to always say to Didi Manmohini. No, we used to call her Gopi, Gopi Vallabhs, Gopi. They show Gopi is dancing with Sri Krishna in a very super sensitive joy, because that was not dancing, but it was in a very, very beautifully organs of the body. Hands are moving, feet are moving. When I came in Gyan, it was really such a beautiful experience. All dadis, even Baba, in this experience of super sensitive joy, doing very, very gentle ras, we call it, It's like something internally, joy is emerging and your hands are moving. Nobody had to tell you, but it was so natural, very joyful. And that is coming from what we call as spiritual intoxication. My fortune, God is with me, Baba is Karan Karamanhar, so we are combined. Deeply within, experiencing what I have received now. So there is this spiritual intoxication. And in spiritual intoxication, your whole body is really so joyful that start moving because it feels very light. These days, because we are so much, our intellect is with the actions, which are also necessary. We are not able to go beyond. So when I was thinking of Didi, some of you must have seen or heard, they have a whole story of Didi Manmohini, how she came in Gyan. Her mother and sister, they were the first one to surrender. And then, of course, it was very beautiful. But then there was so much opposition because they were very top family. Mother and two daughters. They brought brothers also, but they didn't stay. So three of them just came. And Baba especially gave them a house in front of the main building. They stayed there. But there was so much intoxication of recognition of God. I mean, I can say that must be with all of us in your spiritual childhood. I still remember there was so much intoxication. Some people remind me, oh, you used to dance and you used to do this. So I said, must be right. So super sensitive joy of gops and gopis is very, very famous. As soon as Sri Krishna will start playing the flute, all the gopis, wherever they are, they will leave everything and they would want to start dancing with Murali. I think some of you are feeling like that even now, right? Because confluence age is the age to experience this kind of joy. Even in golden age, we won't have this kind of joy. There you will have comforts, right? All natural beauty, palaces, and 36 variety of food. So it will be joy, but it won't be super sensitive joy. And why to have this experience is important, because in the end, when outside atmosphere is of so much violence and crying and sorrow, we could stay in our super sensitive joy with Baba. So think about it and see what is the experience of that. And tomorrow, actually, whole day, our whole work, homework is super sense joy. And I'm sure that tonight before closing, when we sit in meditation, we be with Baba to experience super sense joy and continue to maintain that super sense joy. Completely, completely merged in Baba's love. And thinking about belonging to Baba, what we have received from Baba. And I think, I'm sure, it will be very, very beautiful experience for all of us. So, from now, you start with that experience and keep it with you. Super sense of joy. Om Shanti.